Beer prices and relatively lower rainfall play heavily in favor of Victoria as second-best port of call among cruise passengers worldwide, and tops in North America, according to travel insurance experts. Compare the Market Australia catalogued the most frequented cruise ports globally, comparing them based on seven key factors, including user review scores, activities per capita, annual precipitation and more. Two Canadian ports made the top three, with Vancouver lingering in sixth position. The rankings are based on passenger numbers, visitor reviews, activities, costs, and environmental factors. Boasting relatively high scores across six of the seven metrics, its strongest area was annual precipitation, where the location was the eighth lowest, followed by a strong online review score, as well as other ideal weather conditions. Victoria's worldwide finish was stunted by a lower number of activities for cruise passengers to take part in, compared with other destinations. In the North American Index, Victoria topped the polls, scoring 6.51, 10. The port welcomed more than 700,000 passengers last year and earned high marks for reviews, 4.4, 5, including one of the lowest beer prices on the continent at $9. Close behind, the Port of Quebec secured second at 4.7, 5 and Vancouver third with 895,000 annual passengers and strong activity offerings for travelers. Victoria's port is owned and run by the not-for-profit Greater Victoria Harbour Authority, which owns and operates Deepwater, Marina and some upland holdings throughout Victoria's harbours. The 2025 cruise ship season officially started April 4 with the arrival of Holland America's Koningsdam, though Disney Wonder had already been to port earlier in the year, met by a welcome from the Songhees Nation and Lekwungen traditional dancers. A total of 320 cruise ship calls are scheduled for Victoria, with more than 1 million passengers and crew passing through the terminal. Ships are expected through to October 18, when Norwegian Encore is scheduled to dock.